How did you find Davin?
Don't know. He found me on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Nice kid. Lovely kid.
Yeah.
Got a lot of lovely listeners, actually. Yeah, so 500 downloads in 20 episodes. As far as new podcasts go, that's not bad.
No. Have you? What's your worst viewer or listener?
Oh, that's a question.
Just off the records, I'm just curious.
Ooh.
Have you had somebody else genuinely made you feel, I want to stop?
No, okay. I've not. I've not. My fans, I'm loath to call them fans anyway. We're just kind of a bunch of people hanging out online. But no, for the most part, the kind of little community I'm in and the people that watch my videos and stuff, lovely. Like, I the only thing that annoys me about them is that they live on different continents most of the time, so I can't meet them.
Yeah.
But no, I've had a few trolls.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, should we discuss this in a... Right. Oh, hello and welcome to the 3 Minute 16 podcast, in which we tackle a listener-suggested topic in the statistical average amount of time anyone listens to anything on the internet. 3 minutes and 16 seconds. My name is Zeke. With me is Graham. Graham, how's it going?
Yeah, good, but I've got some questions for you.
Okay, go for it.
Right. Obviously, you've got a lot of people that you chill out with online, on YouTube and stuff.
I'm going to include all that little preamble that just happened, so we don't need to do that again.
Oh, well, then forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Graham, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent. So you just posed a really weird question as we hit record, and I figured we would do this one as a topic.
Yeah.
So I guess.
No.
What is the topic? Trolls?
I'm not comfortable with this.
Why?
Because there's people waiting to have their topics suggested.
I know, but it was just a good question. I just thought it was interesting and worthy of unpacking in 3 minutes, 16 seconds.
No, mate, no. Other people have been waiting for a while now.
Okay. Do you want to just drop it?
Yeah, I do. We can discuss this any other time when other people who have been waiting are no longer waiting.
We could put this out as a bonus episode.
Yeah, but I mean, this is going to be just a discussion about a bonus episode by this point, isn't it, I suppose?
I don't know. It's collapsing in on itself, isn't it?
It is.
It's like the ending to Interstellar. The clock's ticking. Do you want to talk about it or not?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, I do. I want to know who's, yeah. Who's wound you up the most online?
No one gets to me. I go out and pick fights on purpose just to get into arguments sometimes.
Okay, trolls then. Have you had a really bad one?
No, again, doesn't bother me. I think there's a difference as well between trolls and people with a contrary opinion. I think people are too quick to use the word troll half the time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, people really...
You remember the dude with the shark tooth necklace?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, the guy who spelled it like necklace, as in you are without a neck. Like, no wonder your bloody necklace. You got shark's teeth poking into it.
Yeah. No, he was a bit of a burk, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. What was he about? Why was he offended?
I don't know. People get offended by everything, don't they?
Yeah, but... Come on, look, nobody was forcing him to watch that. He's obviously sat through and watched that right the way to the end in order to not only analyse your clothing... but also to make, you know, completely irrelevant points to the things that you were saying.
True. I really like it, though. I don't get enough trolls on my channel.
I could happily arrange that.
Could you make it happen?
I genuinely could, if you're really, really curious.
And again, I think there's... people are too quick to yell troll all the time. Not everyone with a contrary opinion, or not everyone insulting you, is a troll.
Like
a troll is someone who intentionally subverts the argument or the discussion just to wind someone up. I guess, would be the definition.
But have you ever had any trolls?
Yeah, I've had a few people. Yeah, do they swing by and, you know, just say F you and stuff like that. I never, ever delete comments. Ever. I always leave them on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. Bring it on. It's fun. I like it when people get really, really butthurt and emotional about something that I've said online in a video.
Why, though? Why would you want to do that?
Just because I'm... I don't know. I just like... I like sparring with people in comments and trading ideas and things. And if someone's, like... I just love seeing people get really passionate about things, even if it's contrary to whatever I've said. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really.
No?
No, just get on with people. I think that's a good life rule, really, isn't it? Yeah, sure, if somebody's, like, going out the way to wind you up, you know, give them what for. But realistically, if you're going out your way to then wind up other people, that makes you the troll.
It doesn't, because I'm not doing it just to wind people up. Like that video I did about having OCD.
Yeah, sure.
Right. That was a valid point that I was trying to make. I really dislike people who claim to have OCD the entire time.
Okay.
It really winds me up. I wanted to make this point. And yes, my humour can be a bit barbed and insulting and probably does get under people's skin, especially people who don't like me in the first place. That attracted quite a few negative comments, actually. And I just like challenging people. It's not a case of I want to offend them, but if they write back and say, oh, I'm offended.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, fine. I'm still waiting to hear your point. It's like, I don't know what you want me to do with that information. I don't care that you're offended.
Well, yeah, I know you can't go about your life like not upsetting people or going...
Absolutely, and at the same time, and especially, and there's a difference between being on YouTube and in real life. I don't go out of my way to offend people in real life, obviously.
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's different in the sense that... YouTube is a kind of forum, or at least the way I use it, it's a forum to express ideas.
Okay.
Now, ideas can be offensive.
Yeah.
And that doesn't bother me. I like it if I offend people with ideas. Especially when they're really well written in cast iron logic, right?
Yeah.
And then people get so frustrated with them, but they can't find a chink in my armour. It's very rare that someone will put a comment and it defeats me. Like, they pick an angle or come up with something that I hadn't already thought of, and they break my argument.
When was the last time somebody did that?
The last time someone did that was when I broke my TV. After putting out the video saying rollable TVs are useless. Everyone jumped on that, and I was like, yeah, all right, that's fine. But, yeah, so that was stupid. It's like, oh, like a classic thing that really caused offence. I did yonks ago. Do you remember that Farewell to Arms series where I talked about different people's coats of arms?
Yeah.
I did the Finland one, and for some reason that really took off. A lot of people saw it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were really pissed that I was taking the piss out of their, you know, coat of arms, which yeah. I can understand. And I stopped doing that series for that reason.
Yeah.
I didn't like offending people. Like, as in offending their nationality or making fun of someone based on who they are. I think that's unacceptable.
Okay.
So I stopped doing that because I realised I was offending a lot of people that way.
Okay.
But when it comes to offensive ideas, no, just go for it.
This has been longer than 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
It's been bloody ages. I don't know whether we're going to use this or whether I'll just put it on Patreon or whether I'll just put it in the bin. Who knows?